Today I'd like to reflect with you on our first reading from the first book of Kings. Given the whirlpool of events surrounding the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, I think this reading can really speak to us. It presents us with the scene of the prophet Elijah in the cave, coming to experience God's presence and God's direction for his life. First, Elijah's situation. He's reached an absolute low point. He's being pursued by agents of Queen Jezebel who want to kill him. He's been rejected by the majority of Israelites who have converted to the worship of foreign gods. He's an utter failure, and all he wants is to die. In that setting, crying out desperately to be heard and helped by Yahweh, Elijah seeks out God. God, come to me. God, help me. He senses he will come to experience the Lord's presence, but he must first leave the cave where he's been seeking shelter and must look out beyond the cave. And then what happens? There's a strong wind that even tears down mountains, but the Lord is not found in the wind. There's an earthquake and a fire, but the Lord is also not found in these dramatic events. Then there's a tiny whispering sound. And Elijah recognizes it is the Lord. This tiny whispering voice puts a searching question to the prophet. Why have you withdrawn into the cave? Then further, leave the cave behind. Go out and about. Do the usual work of a prophet. Anoint and support leaders of the people. And see to finding a worthy successor to yourself. In so many ways, this reading speaks to us and our situation. We might let it put some questions to us. Questions like, when I experience failure and frustration, do I withdraw into my own cave? Do I retreat into myself just to be with myself, all alone? Do I want to be just all alone, just me? And another question. When I do want and ask for God's help, am I expecting the equivalent of dramatic winds, earthquakes, and fires to change my situation and my world? God, you do it. You work a miracle. Change the world. Change me. But Elijah tells us, God is found, God is known, when I begin to question my own withdrawal into myself. God's presence is found in the call to break out of a life that orbits just around myself. And God's call takes me out of myself and beyond myself, into the commonplace, into the ordinary world, the world where I have responsibilities, the world where I can act decisively in the ordinary processes of life. So in these days, if we do enter that cave, let us also listen for that tiny whispering voice, the voice that unsettles us with our search for what we call peace. Let us listen for that voice that calls us into the world as it actually is, where we can not only act with others, but where we can truly and generously act for others. When we hear that voice, we know it is the Lord.